Welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today we're going to talk about another in-person and quite possibly online business. The business is picture scanning. Essentially, all you're doing is you're taking pictures, photographs, and scanning them through a machine. Now, not just some regular machine where you have to open the lid, put the picture down, and then hit a button and then, you know, open it up again. Now, this is one where you can, it's flat. It looks like a long bar. You put it in from one side and it starts automatically and shoots it out the other. And you don't have to press any buttons. You don't have to move things. You just feed the machine. And it's one that I have. And it's interesting or funny. I bought this last summer. That'd be June of 2011 because I was going to pay my kids to scan our pictures because they were just sitting there at home anyways. I thought, hey, here you go, kids. Go ahead and do that. They did it. They had all our pictures scanned. No problem. Well, in May of 2012, our kids had done something bad. They broke something of mom's in the kitchen that couldn't just be replaced. She had to go find it because they stopped making this particular item. Well, the kids had to raise money to pay for this because they had to be responsible, obviously, because mom had just finished telling them, don't play in the kitchen. And then what do they do 30 seconds later? They're playing in the kitchen and they break something. So obviously they had to pay for this. Well, I told my son, I said, hey, look, I will tell everybody on Facebook that you're willing to scan these pictures for a penny. So sure enough, I had about five or six people say, sure, I'll do it. And he was able to earn enough money eventually to pay for his part of the broken items. Well, this was something that obviously you just need that machine and a disc to save it on. Now, if you want, you could save it on your computer. That's an option too. So this is a very easy business. Now, is it going to be making you millions of dollars? No. I mean, if you could find a way, I'm sure it's possible. Anything's possible. But this is be something that you do in the past. While you're relaxing, kind of like a pastime, essentially, because one of the benefits of having this is that you can scan pictures while you're watching TV. You can scan pictures while you're reading a book. You can do this with essentially very little thought or effort. It's just a matter of doing it. Now, again, the upfront cost, it cost me about $100 for this machine and then another $10 or $20 for the disc. Now, here are the challenges. Fewer and fewer people have these pictures. More and more people are just taking digital stills and uploading them to their computers. So you're going to have some time. Well, maybe actually it won't even be hard to find people because everybody's parents have these pictures. And essentially, they want them on their computer. So it's a challenge, but yet it's an upside. Another challenge would be you're going to be in charge of other people's memories. So there is some responsibility on your part because if you lose or damage these pictures, wow, that would be harsh. The upside, obviously, costs. It costs very little. If you can afford this machine, great. The other upside is that very little effort. My 10-year-old child can do it. And another upside is that you have a large base of older people that are willing to pay a penny to do this. Let's talk about that for a second because it is something you have to consider. You have to decide how much you're going to charge to scan each picture. People love the idea of getting pictures scanned, but honestly, you're not going to be making a lot of money. In fact, you could make maybe just $5 or $6 an hour. So if you can find a way to charge a little bit more, perhaps putting them on a disc and saying, hey, plus this disc is going to cost you so and so much, find a way. But try to maximize the amount of money you're going to get in return for that hour, 2 hours you're going to put in. And if you really want to maximize, I would get two scanners because it takes about 4 seconds to do one. While you're waiting for one, you can put another picture in the other. I don't know. Those are your options. Now, is this business expandable? Probably not. I don't think anybody's going to want to watch a video of you scanning pictures, a blog of you scanning pictures. Honestly, I don't see this being expandable at all. But if you like this idea, or perhaps you hate this idea, there are plenty more on my website, www.myworkfromhomeideas.org, organized for you to make your best decision when choosing to work from home.